been wasting time finding reason to moan. As precious time goes by,
you're inside my Fix It Up Life here in the Air King booth within the envelope of the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Teresa's still not joined us. She's in the audience.
I'm in the audience.
Once again, I am joined, however.
You're inside, Air King, and I'm next door to you, I guess. And we are joined by a friend from Fine Home Building Magazine who we were chillaxing with in the press room yesterday.
That's how we roll. You know what chillaxing means?
Of course I do.
No one knows what that means.
Everybody knows what chillaxing means, Mark.
We were chillaxing, and, you know, we said, hey, so you seen anything cool at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show? And we were just blown away.
Well, what he does is he says,
are we gonna
why,
who we're talking to?
Why, of course I do. Oh, yeah. It's Justin Fink.
Oh, yes.
Senior Products and Tools Editor?
Yes.
For Fine Home Building Magazine.
Correct.
One of the great voices in the home improvement industry. No joke.
Making enemies everywhere I go.
Well,
oh, that's a good tagline.
That's not bad.
Well, yeah,
well he started with, he has a satchel. Well, he started with, I'm the Indiana Jones of carpentry.
He is the Indiana Jones, and I want the check down. What is hot here at the Kitchen and Bath Show?
So, Teresa, I was lucky because yesterday I got to be in the best of KBiz judging group, so okay. I got to see these things before the show even opened.
Is that like the movie Best in Show or something?
Yes,
oh,
it's
totally
exactly
best,
like that.
Totally hot.
Some of the actors were in it.
I'm just laughing at how funny that movie was.
So, I mean, I have like 14 or 15 items that I'm taking back to the office that I'm planning on writing about.
Okay.
Let me give you the quick highlights.
Totally.
One of the really cool things, and it's really close to us right now, is a product called Lustralight.
Okay.
And it's like an all acrylic. It's the same acrylic they use to make TV screens at really, really high clarity, and it has a color behind it. And what you do is you put it on the wall of a shower stall or a bath surround, and it almost looks like it's backlit. It gives you this kind of aqua color,
ooh,
very modern, very easy to clean, super smooth.
Now, can you use that anywhere?
I would imagine that you could also use it as a backsplash for a kitchen.
Is it a panel?
It is. You can cut it on site. They can make basically any size you want. We didn't get too much into detail of how they cut it, but I imagine it's a certain kind of circular saw blade.
Right, Angle grinder, maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Next product up for bid.
Tools and products.
Sorry, we get into
you
it.
You can bring up an angle grinder. I'm forsworn to do that.
All right, next product up for bid.
Is it an angle grinder?
It's not an angle grinder.
They have those at the kitchen.
No, we don't get to play with those here. Warmly Yours, the company who does the...
because you're Warmly Ours?
The heat mat that you put underneath tile.
Right.
Yes.
You know, that big name in that industry.
Yeah.
They are coming out with a mirror that you hang in your bathroom that also doubles as a heat source.
Oh, yeah.
So that is just a slam dunk for any remodel, especially the places like where you have to remove a baseboard heat to make room for more cabinetry.
Yes.
Or a towel. You don't want a towel hanging over the heat.
Very
smart. Thing is awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two more.
Healthcraft.
Okay.
A company I've never heard of before.
I don't even believe in health, so I've never heard of it either.
My face is completely blank right now.
They have a shower seat that is a combination of, I believe, stainless steel and teak. And
it is good.
Mark, you would love how solid built it is. I didn't sit in it.
That sounds like bright work on a sailboat.
But yes, I mean, and it is very.
We're gonna go over there.
Very durable and not utilitarian and institutional.
I bet you would jump up and down on it to see how strong it really is.
I think it holds like 400 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It folds up. It's really nice. Very modern.
It looks nice. It's not institutional.
Right. That's what we're starting to see more and more of.
Oh, that's needed. That's needed.
And on that same theme. We got time for one more, Teresa?
One more. We have about a minute left.
This is the lightning round.
This is the lightning round. There's a bathtub.
Ladies and gentlemen, the password is Fine Home Building.
There's a company called Jason, and they have a tub that you can actually roll into, like in a wheelchair or in your walker. And it has
zero clearance.
It has a trench. It has a trench drain that you have to roll over or walk over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a bench in there. But the really cool thing about it is it's prefab. So that means that like a tub surround, you can tile up the walls from it. So
awesome.
So it sort of straddles that line between institutional and custom by giving you this kind of prefab, and then you take it from their unit.
Wow.
Very good. And I guess you're going to have to check out Fine Home Building to find out all the other hot picks from him at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
And we're going to check out a break, mm-hmm. which we're taking right now. And we'll be back in a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Why chase a dream? Why say something you